Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Seattle Mariners and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Seattle Mariners. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Julio Cruz. Batting second. The center fielder, Joe Simpson. Batting third. The left fielder, Dan Meyer. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Tom Pachyoruk. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bruce Bocht. Batting sixth. The DH, Willie Horton. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ted Cox. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mario Mendoza. Batting ninth. The catcher, Larry Cox. Pitching for the Seattle Mariners, Floyd Bannister. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting third. The DH, Steve Kemp. Batting fourth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting sixth. The first baseman, John Walkenfuss. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Jim Lentine. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Kirk Gibson. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Tom Brookins. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Milt Wilcox. And now, play ball. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Parrish scoops up the ball and tags Cruz for the out. One out. Joe Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mariners nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mendoza scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cruz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Meyer. Parrish reaches second base with a double. Kemp moves to third. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mariners nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Tom Pachyoruk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pachyoruk hits a fly ball into left field. Lentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Parrish settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Mariners nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. John Walkenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walkenfuss strikes out. One out. Jim Lentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lentine strikes out. Two outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson hits a fly ball into center field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mariners nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox strikes out. One out. Mario Mendoza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mendoza hits a line drive into left field. Lentin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox hits a pop-up towards first. Joaquin Fuss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mariners nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cox juggles the ball. That's an error on Cox. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitaker bunts towards the mound. Bannister fields it and throws to first for the out. Brookins moves to second. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-1 in the game. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bannister fields it and has Brookins trapped. There's the throw to Cox, who throws to Cruz, who tags Brookins for the out. Trammell moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kemp strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mariners nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-1 in the game. Cruz takes first base on ball 4. Joe Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will Cox fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Will Cox. Cruz moves to third. Joe Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0-for-1 in the game. Simpson hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cruz tags and scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 1-0, Mariners. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Meyer hits a fly ball into left field. Lentin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Paciorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paciorek is 0-for-1 in the game. Paciorek hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Will Cox fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mariners 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Parrish hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Cox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-1 in the game. Cowens hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cruz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Joaquin Fuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joaquin Fuss is 0-for-1 in the game. Joaquin Fuss hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Lentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lentin is 0-for-1 in the game. Lentin takes first base on ball 4. Joaquin Fuss moves to second. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-1 in the game. Gibson is hit by the pitch. Joaquin Fuss moves to third. Lentin moves to second. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0-for-1 in the game. Brookins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joaquin Fuss scores. Lentine scores. Gibson moves to third. It's 2-1, Tigers. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brookins. The throw from Cox and he is safe. Brookins steals second. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-1 in the game. Whitaker is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Mariners 1. The Mariners will come to bat. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht is 0-1 in the game. Bocht hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wackenfuss scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bocht for the out. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-1 in the game. Horton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Horton. The throw from Parrish and he is out, Whitaker applying the tag. Two outs. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0-1 in the game. Cox strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Mariners 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-2 in the game. Trammell hits a line drive towards short. Mendoza reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Kemp takes first base on ball 4. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-2 in the game, with a double. Parrish hits a pop-up towards first. Bock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-2 in the game. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cox fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kemp moves to second. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Wackenfuss hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-1, Tigers. Jim Lentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lentine is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Lentine takes first base on ball 4. Rob Dressler now pitching. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Mariners 1. The Mariners will come to bat. Mario Mendoza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mendoza is 0-1 in the game. Mendoza hits a fly ball into center field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Stinson pinch hits for Larry Cox. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stinson hits a fly ball into center field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards second. Whitaker picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Whitaker. Cruz moves to second. Joe Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Simpson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cruz scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-2, Tigers. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 2 in the game. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Mariners 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Stinson now catching. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Brookins takes first base on ball 4. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 2 in the game. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cox fields it and throws to first for the out. Brookins moves to second. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 3 in the game. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mendoza scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kemp is walked intentionally. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Parrish hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Patchy Orrick, who is chasing the ball. Parrish reaches third base with a triple. Brookins scores. Kemp goes all the way around to score. It's 7-2, Tigers. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cowens hits a fly ball into right field. Patchy Orrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Mariners 2. The Mariners will come to bat. Tom Patchy Orrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patchy Orrick is 0 for 2 in the game. Patchy Orrick hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht is 0 for 2 in the game. Bocht hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cowan's. Bocht reaches second base with a double. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Will Cox fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0 for 2 in the game. Cox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Mariners 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Tim Corcoran pinch hits for John Wackenfuss. Tim Corcoran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corcoran hits a fly ball into left field. Meyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Lentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lentine is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Lentine strikes out. 2 outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Gibson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8. With the score, the Tigers 7, and the Mariners 2. The Mariners will come to bat. Tim Corcoran now playing first base. Mario Mendoza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mendoza is 0 for 2 in the game. Mendoza hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Stinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Corcoran scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stinson for the out. Two outs. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cruz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Mariners 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Dave Heaverlow now pitching. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Brookins takes first base on ball 4. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-3 in the game. Whitaker hits a fly ball into left field. Meyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-4 in the game. Trammell is hit by the pitch. Brookins moves to second. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Kemp hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brookins scores. Trammell moves to second. It's 8-2, Tigers. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Parrish hits a pop-up towards first. Bach settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mendoza fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Mariners 2. The Mariners will come to bat. Joe Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Simpson hits a fly ball into center field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-3 in the game. Meyer strikes out. 2 outs. Tom Paciorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paciorek is 0-for-3 in the game. Paciorek hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Bocht hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 8, and Seattle Mariners, 2. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.